Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrow, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, I am actually visual today. A lot of you don't usually see me on the actual TV or radio, so to speak. So I have decided to try something out this year that I normally do not do. I don't like to show my face. I've been in a transition of self-reflection, and God has showed me that we kind of need to do this. And in order for anybody to truly understand the process of entrepreneurship, the relationship with God, everything has to be out in the open. So hello, hello. You might never have actually seen me, and I'll be on the mic, check one, check two, check three, just to make sure everybody can actually hear me. So if you already have heard the introduction to entrepreneurship the biblical way, I have actually did a little bit of studying on it, and I'll be going back and forth in this series to my documents that I've been researching, and to some of the things that I want to hit. When we really talk about Christianity and the perception that entrepreneurship is to most Christians, and as you've heard any of my podcasts before, I don't consider myself a Christian because of the fact that so many people have pimped, prod, manipulated that word. I know we've taken Christ out of Christian, so I call myself kingdom because we come from the kingdom of God. We are created by the kingdom, and we are kingdom, period. And in this season, we need to look at kingdom mindset. That being said, there is a schizophrenic view of entrepreneurs, and we see them as something of a necessary evil, which is sad. We recognize their value to some extent, but also view them with skepticism or some kind of distrust. Now, that word distrust is big because we still deal with the lack of trust in God in all of His glory. That's a whole nother podcast, but we'll talk about that later. That being said, especially those who become wealthy. Now, if you heard anything, a little bit of the tidbit that I spoke to you about before in the last podcast, I spoke to you and I said, basically, because I'm trying to look at the camera at the same time, so this is going to be challenging for me. There is a difference between being rich and wealthy. And there are frequent views in certain accusatory way as though their wealth has come at the expense of others. So what I mean by that, and you're going to hear big words because I'm taking y'all to another level, because of the fact that in order for you to have any type of knowledge or any type of intellect and have any type of understanding of the next level, you're going to have to talk the language. What I mean by that is some of these big words may not understand, but you kind of get the meaning inside the sentence, so to speak, but you need to do some research. As I said before, you're going to need to have a paper and pen ready to jot down. You also should have your Bible, because this, again, this is coming from scripture. And I'll have mine, and you'll see me probably look down or look the other way to look at my study Bibles that I have. And I said Bibles, that's right, multiple, interlinear Bible, study Bible, King James Version. Yeah, all of that. So in this season, you're going to have to go a little, you're going to have to stretch your brain. The critter brain, and a lot of my friends know that I use the critter brain phrase very often. The critter brain is the brain that eats itself. And what it means by eating itself, it does not want to grow. It does not want to develop. It doesn't want to strengthen because it's used to being in the place that it is. As we look at the view, this particular view of the negative way of looking for wealth as it being somebody, you're using somebody to get to the next level, when in reality, that's not the case. Wealth comes from the kingdom of God. If we are ambassadors of the kingdom, then that means that we have come from some type of lineage of credibility, financial credibility, as well as knowledge credibility. We are naturally born into the kingdom of God, but because of iniquity, we are spiritually born into the kingdom of God. Let me get it right. We are spiritually born in the kingdom of God, but we are naturally separated because of iniquity, which is sin. So this is a learned behavior, and poverty is a learned behavior. And a lot of us hear, oh, I'm poor, you know, or I grew up poor. But at the same time, I grew up with work ethics, and God truly, I thank God for letting me see the low in order to get to the high. Now, when we have this view stems from an incomplete understanding of what entrepreneurs do, how they function, and the role they play in God's order. Now, we all know that God is a God of order. He's a God of law. He is a God of strength, but he's a loving God, and he's a caring father. But that being said, we continue to think that if we are selfless, or we decide to go the extra mile and become this self-made person, which you're really not self-made because God has helped you to get there, then it has to be worth on somebody else's back. And that's not the case. There are creative people who provide people with a way of serving others. Now, as kingdom, we are servants, right? Even Jesus is a servant of God, right? So we talk about serving. There are gifts, authority, anointings that we all have that will benefit others. Some of us can sing, la, 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 la. Some of us can write. Some of us can do a whole lot of things. Some of us can put ourselves in a posture where it is, you know, where we have this artistic tap into. Some people can draw. I can't. I can draw. I can't draw like some people do that. They really can do that thing. But I don't want to do that. Your gifts will make room for you, if you know that in the scripture. But it also says your gifts will make you profitable, right? It will make you a profit and make you profitable. So as a servant, we have services that we offer others to, that of course for a nominal fee, you pay us to do, to provide, right? So when we talk about entrepreneurs, they have this idea of, it's a sad perception that we sit here and we think that they don't really see us for what we as entrepreneurs are. I'm an entrepreneur, and yes, there are things that I have to pay for, licensing, things of those nature. I'll break those things down further in the process. But right now we're talking about the mindset. So when we talk about the mindset, there is a shift that has to happen. Again, like I said before, it's about the training. It's about this is a conditioned, learned behavior. So the creative way, they are creative people who provide people in a way of serving others in not restricted to commercial activity. Properly understood, entrepreneurship is a special kind of stewardship. Let me break that down again. Properly understood, entrepreneurship is a special kind of stewardship. We should have been taught stewardship. If you don't know what stewardship is, it is giving your services to the glory of God, right? Something to which we have all been called, because we're all called to stewardship, correct? This talk that we're about to have, or this conversation, will examine entrepreneurship from a biblical perspective and places the activity within the biblical world view. So when we talk about Genesis, right, to create is divine, right? In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. We won't go any further into the scripture, but that's basically the start of it, okay? Genesis tells us that man is the only creature created in God's image. Now that's what Genesis is telling us, right? This is a wide range statement and applies in many ways. We have an eternal part, which is the spirit man. So what you see here, right here, that's the casing of my spiritual man. So when we see that is the casing of us, we have the ability to communicate with him and socialize with each other. We can reason and think as we love and worship him, and as we love and worship others. We also have the power of will, right? It also means that we have the ability to create. If we are created, and we believe the word of God, the whole word of God, the whole inspired word of God, right? And the teachings of Jesus Christ, then we have the power to create. We are creation, but we are the only one in his image that can create and procreate. The first thing we are told about God is that he is the creator. Creation is a divine act. And when humans create, they are displaying a certain part of their image-bearing nature. So this is natural to want to grow. This is natural to want to evolve and create things from nothing, because we are creation. That's what we're here for. That's the divine part of what this is. So when we really go down and deep and really see it for what it is, we are who God made us to be. So when we have these things to invent and to create and to talk about things and to develop and to reach and to do all those good things, this is not an unnatural thing. This is not just spiritual. It's not just in the heavens. It's here on earth where God has gracefully destined us to be. So why are we so trippy or so adamant to think that there's only a certain amount of people that should be wealthy and that should be rich or should be an entrepreneur? Everybody has the ability to do those things. And I'm sorry, I keep on not looking at the camera, but again, this is new to me, so bear with me. However, just like what I just did, I took a podcast and I have my iPad up, and I'm recording this on my iPad at the same video, as well as using my platform, my radio platform, my podcast platform, to record my voice, as well as being able to merge. That's creation. That's creating something from nothing. That's a natural thing. And I keep on going back to that because we really got to get that in our spirits, guys. We really got to understand that this is a mindset. And we as people of color, particularly the African American people, I'm not going to call you a race because the only true race is human race, and I've said that before, but our culture has been distorted for 401 years. If you've listened to my intro, you would have heard what I said in my intro for this. We have been conditioned and taught someone else's history, religion, or traditions. So because of that, we suffer from identity crisis. And the first part of understanding you as an entrepreneur, you have to understand that you have an identity, that you are kingdom and God has created you. You are his creation and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So until we get the mindset shifted and not be a critical brain where we think if we have an idea, that idea will be distorted, taken, or manipulated by somebody else. And if we truly trust God, when he gives us an idea in our heads, because everyone has dreams, visions, I don't care who you are. You may not see them as that, but they are visions, and that's Daddy talking to us and telling us what to do. This actually has gone too far, too long today, but I'm going to actually cut it off right there because my dog is barking and I'm going to be obedient because obviously he wants some attention. But we are going to start this series again. I'll be coming back to you. This part is about the mindset and that you are creation. So let's take this time out to figure out where we are in our identity. Have we decided on what it is that we want? And are we ready for the next step? This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.